We're now going to begin Avos Chesed, Perek Yud, Chapter 10. The Chafetz Chaim in this chapter explains at length how terrible it is to be miserly and stingy. In Lashon HaKodesh, this is referred to as a kilai. That's the noun that means miser, a kilai. But the general character trait is called Tsaras Ayin. Tsaras Ayin, literally translated as having limited vision, meaning the person only sees himself, his personal needs and wants, and doesn't allow themselves to feel or emphasize with the people around them. Chafetz Chaim explains that the root of this midah is a supreme lack of rachamim, of mercy. In his language, this kind of person flees, is bereach, from the midah of rachamim, meaning he puts all his effort, all his energy, every last asset that he has, his talent, his intelligence, into getting what he wants. Whether it's amassing wealth or filling his own needs in every way, he can't spare anything for other people. It's fascinating that this midah is referred to as Tsaras Ayin, in particular the way the Chafetz Chaim explains it. The language itself indicates that essentially every person naturally would feel bad for others. Who can stand by while others are suffering? Truthfully, even the most hard-hearted person can relate and feel terrible, even tear up for a fictional character when they're reading a book or something, as long as it doesn't affect their world. Hashem gave all of us a heart, which relates to others and recognizes their pain and suffering and suffers along with them. So what then leads to stinginess or selfishness? It's a conscious decision to close one's eyes. Tsaras Ayin, and it's even a step further because the language means that the person's eyes are narrow and confined. This means that this person has successfully managed to be so focused on themselves, there simply is no room in their heart for anyone else. This is what the Chafetz Chaim means, that they flee from mercy. They have no room to spare in their minds for another person. This is the extreme level that this character trait can bring a person to. But it's important to realize that we all have and we all suffer from this in one form or another, when we at times don't allow ourselves to relate and emphasize with another person's pain or suffering, with their needs and wants, because of what it would obligate us. Because what it would obligate us, it is because we need that space for ourselves. That is practicing the midah of Tsaras Ayin. At the most extreme level, the quintessential miser who won't share anything of his own with others is a terrible midah. It causes Hashem to remove any midah of Rachmanis from the person. It is one of the seven things that bring on Saras and cause a person's house to be afflicted with Nagayim and Saras so that he is forced to demolish it. Even today, the Chafetz Chaim says, when Hashem doesn't send Nagayim anymore, instead he afflicts this kind of person's income and financial assets because this person is treated with extreme midas hadin. If he has no vestige of mercy, then Hashem doesn't deal with him mercifully either. The Chafetz Chaim brings many sources decrying how bad this midah is and how severe the punishment for it is. It's important to realize that Baruch Hashem, most of us don't suffer from such a radical level of this perverted midah to such dramatic extents. But, as I said before, we all have a little bit of it that affects our decision whether or not to do chesed. Whether it's a question of picking up the phone to call someone, whether to volunteer to help others, and so on. There could be a few different reasons, as the Chafetz Chaim has said, and is going to continue saying, why we would hold back. But this is also a reason. Sometimes we have to recognize that. It's important to be honest with ourselves and identify when our lack of motivation to do chesed has its roots in a certain stinginess, simply because, you know, we just don't have time for other people. We don't want to give that kind of brain space. We don't want to give the time and the effort and the heart that it requires to be able to help other people.